Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
maybe bow our heads.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, He is.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer the five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still as big as boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, He did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when He made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God the judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I'm swimming everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Yes, He did.
Where we at, go? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimony. Somehow we're outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk and them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke and them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen tent. Back and forth on the turnpike. Really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor because I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Lo. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov. It just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money. Looking back now, this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink. Without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally. Niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef. I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He is.
I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm blood. I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like bud. And I say it on my flow and cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I will peel like the house's pain. Let's go, niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man. Hey,
you already know that, pimpin'.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the
the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building, you just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games, guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen, as the world spinning dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, right from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody spend some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own it's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Peace. I hope y'all can hear me out there. They already tripped me up before I even started today's show, so I had to do a call-in instead of trying to do everything via the computer, I guess. So ain't no pressure, though. It is what it is. I'm not going to take up too much time. I got a jam-packed lesson. I'm going to just jump right in. I'm going to steamroll it for the rest of the hour and then go from there. Appreciate y'all continued support as always. It's been a minute since I got back to my little space. So I'm getting there. I just want y'all to know I'm getting there. So my energy's been low. I've been, dealing with a whole bunch of different transitions, I guess is the best term to maximize there. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm starting to get my mojo back just a little bit, slightly. So I'm going to switch it up tonight. The last few episodes, I was trying to paint a big picture about these private rights and talk a little bit about, the fact that no one can trample those rights. You just need to know how to affect those rights, and maintain those rights. So tonight, I'm going to talk about one of the topics that everybody loves. But what I decided I was going to do moving forward is do a lot of the reading with y'all, since y'all don't want to do it. We'll spend time on here, and hopefully I'll pique your interest in some of these different topics. But in general, a lot of y'all have been, wanting to explore trust or start, drafting this and drafting that or copy this and copy that. Because when you lack that standing, it's very hard for you to say that you're creating anything. You know what I mean? So we're going to do a little quick background on trust to give people an understanding of what it is or what it's supposed to be. Now, I'm taking articles. Some of these I'll source, some of them I won't, but I'm taking articles from different sources, and I'm sharing these with y'all. I have to be very careful because I know how y'all do, but I'm going to be deliberate because there's a lot of things that I don't speak on and I don't share. Now, there will be times where I'll explain some of the stuff. This is just a gentle reminder. And then there's times that I'm not going to explain some of this stuff. I might hint at something. I might go into it. It's up to y'all to do your research, right? This ain't my job to come out here and tell you what to do from A to Z. You need to do your part. So without any further delay, let's look at what they got to say about where these trusts and these trusts come from. Right. In his well-known essay, Early Equity, Mr. Holmes agrees with Mr. Adams that the most important contribution of the Chancery has been its procedure. Right, so Chancery Court, right, Equity Court. So, but he controverts the error that its substantive law is merely the product of that procedure and maintains that the Chancery in its first establishment, at least, did not appear as embodying the superior ethical standards of a comparatively modern state of society, correcting the defects of a more archaic system. Now, that's a whole lot of shit that they just said. I know I just read that shit, but honestly, I feel like I just recited that shit because I don't know what the fuck I just read, right? That's just what it comes down to. I read it, and y'all got to forgive me because I got to get accustomed to these, for lack of a better term, the writing style, right? Because it's not how we speak today. So let me go over it again and be careful because I want to explain this part, but I don't want to muck it up. And I'd say it before I go back over it. Essentially what they're talking about is that they came up with a system, right, to navigate commerce. And most of us know the number one go-to vehicle or entity type that is maximized in commerce. Now, what is that? Well, that is considered to be corporations, right? But the corporation, as I can describe in other texts, speak of it being unethical, it being a means by which people can come together to do things behind a corporate veil that they would not normally do in a public setting or be associated with in the public, right? So we always hear the term like, you know, the bottom line for any corporation is their stockholders, right? So what that means is that whoever they put into this role, which they typically serve a four-year term, much like our whole election process and all of these different things, but they typically run a four-year term and then get rotated out, right? These so-called CEOs or directors at that level. But essentially, they're able to do things, right, like outsource and take advantage of low-income communities, right, to get the bang for their buck, right? But we call that child labor or whatever else we might associate that with. But they themselves, in their person, in their proper person, I should say, would not want to be affiliated with anything like that. So that's what this is talking about, and it's talking about what they have done to create a more efficient vehicle or means of administration. And you will learn about this. I guarantee you they're going to talk about it. A lot of these articles I'm pulling out, I'm reading them to you all for the first time because these are resources that I've had that I haven't had a chance to go through, meaning like I probably read stuff on this topic but read past this. So I'm just sharing these things with y'all so y'all can go back and do your own research. I'm not going to give you all my critical resources because I know how y'all do. So I'm being very strategic in pulling what I pull. All right? But this is what it says. They maintain that in Chancery, the main reason it was established was to embody a superior ethical standard. Now, what are they talking about? They're comparing trust to corporations. They're saying that without them saying it, right? But they say they are embodying the superior ethical standards of a cooperatively modern state of society, correcting the defects of a more archaic system. So a lot of y'all don't understand the nature of the so-called beast that we've been dealing with, right? When you look at everything, and I can pull up these different codes. Y'all know I don't really like referencing codes, but you go and you pull up any of the definition, look up the definition under USC for the United States. It's going to tell you that it's a corporation. It is what it is. Go look up in any state, specifically you can look at Delaware, and you will find, I think I had that shit up earlier. Let me see if I have that up still. Let me see. What is it called? The United States Corporation? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Corporation Company, I think, is what it's called. United States Corporation Company. Do I have it up? I hate when I have to go searching for shit. But y'all can do y'all research, because I already pulled that and I've showed that before. But y'all can look at these things for yourself, right? There are these registrations that were made and are still in effect today, because they continue to submit their annual reports, right, for these corporations. And they're in every state. But we fall prey to this notion that we are dealing with anything outside of a corporation. And I guarantee you that's all we're dealing with. So let's see what else it has to say. I don't want to keep ranting. So in support of these views, he brings forward as his chief evidence, I hate these languages because that's the old spelling. So this is old English. That's going to throw me off. So he gives a novel and interesting account of the origin of trust, which seems to him to make it plain that the doctrine of trust is as little the creation of the subpoena or of decrees requiring personal obedience as it is an improvement invented in a relatively high state of civilization, which the common law was too archaic to deal with, right? So rules and principles. The acceptance of these conclusions would be difficult for anyone who has studied his equity under the guidance of this particular professor. So moreover, time has strengthened the conviction of the present writer that the principle equity acts upon the person. This is one of the principles of equity. It acts upon the person, is and always has been the key to the mastery of equity. The difference between the judgment at law and the decree in equity goes to the root of the matter. The law regards chiefly the right of the plaintiff and gives judgment that he recover the land debt or damages because they are his. Equity lays the stress upon the duty of the defendant. So this is where they're saying it acts upon the person and decrees that he do or refrain from doing a certain thing because he ought to act or forbear. Now, this is kind of like similar to that whole injunction talk, right? If you go back to the original language that most of the people that reference an injunction really an estoppel, but when you look at the language speaks to what I just read. To do something or stop from doing something because this is the right thing to do. So at the end of the day, it's the threat that was imposed based on trust in any instance. It is because of this emphasis upon the defendant's duty that equity is so much more ethical than law. I think we learned it tonight, right? Equity is more ethical than law. The difference between the two in this respect appears even in cases of concurrent jurisdiction. So, you know, obviously different jurisdictions of court, so civil, maritime, whatever, right? The moral standard of the man who commits no breach of contract or tort or having committed to one or the other, does his best to restore the status quo, is obviously higher than that of the man who breaks his contract or commits a tort and then refuses to do more than make pecuniary compensation for his wrong. So they're saying, right, that there is a huge difference between someone who did nothing, right, but is willing to provide restitution versus somebody who did something and in no way, shape, or form is acknowledging that they did anything. So you know how we deal with those things. So it is this higher standard that equity enforces when the legal remedy of pecuniary compensation would be inadequate, right? So that's the little slap on the wrist, right? Right. By commanding the defendant to refrain from the commission of a tort or breach of contract, by compelling him after the commission of the one or the other, by means of a mandatory injunction. Look at that. Or a decree for specific performance, so-called, to make specific reparations for his wrong. You get the picture. The ethical character of equitable relief is, of course, more pronounced in cases in which equity gives not merely a better remedy than law gives, but the only remedy. Oh, my God. Did they just write that shit? They just wrote that shit. God. Let me read that shit again. Let me recite it again. The ethical character of equitable, my bad, let me back up. The ethical character of equitable relief is, of course, more pronounced in cases which equity gives not merely a better remedy than law gives, but it's the only place where you can go to get a freaking remedy. Yo, listen to these. Yo, wait a minute. Let me look up some shit, because I don't normally do this bullshit, but I just got to do it because it's one of those easy ones that I can always remember. And this shit is just so amazing. So I choose not to exhaust myself trying to chase people down to help them to see the big picture. But just in case you missed it, they spoke to the fact that in one side of the jurisdiction, right, there is a tendency to rock with the plaintiff. And they said the plaintiff owned the land, the property, collected debts and damages and whatever, right? And then on the other side of the fence is the defendant. Now, they just literally wrote in black and white that you don't get remedy in law, but only through equity, right? Equity, chancery, right? And since y'all love the codes, I'm just reminded as I'm going through it that they have a rule that talks about plaintiff and defendant. They have a rule that breaks down capacity. You know, they say a real party in interest, designation in general. They just saying in general, when we're talking about these two positions that or roles that you can play, right, when you want to act in their building, when you want to be a participant, that's how you do it. You got to take on one of these two roles, right? So you got to either choose to be a plaintiff or a defendant. So you bring in your charges or your claims, and then the defendant got to defend, right? So, but it's one of two roles. So designation in general, an action must be prosecuted. Ooh, in the name of the real party in interest. Which one of you is the real party in interest? The following may sue in their own names without joining the persons for whose benefit the action is brought. Now, a lot of times we just roll past this shit. We don't stop. You never hear anybody break that shit down to you and say, well, why are they talking about separation? I know I don't spend time to go and dig into these things with y'all, but why are they describing separation? I've read this thing to y'all millions of times. Why don't you all see separation? Oh, let me find out. Because y'all like to go in they building. So when you run up in they building, they do what is considered a placement swap. Right? All right. Got him. They do a placement swap. Right? You do a name change, they do a placement swap. Now, what am I trying to say? All they do is what is considered to be, let me just look up this term. I was supposed to read a whole bunch of terms to y'all. I've been looking up terms because I'm like, I know they're not going to do it, so I got to read some of this. But I really shouldn't do all the work, should I? Now I just forgot what the term I was going to look up. Oh, shit. No, I remember. Let me see what they give me. All right, so for those that don't take the time, let me just add this real quick. So the term that I'm going to talk about says this. The union in one lawsuit of multiple parties who have the same rights or against whom rights are claimed as co-plaintiffs or co-defendants. The combination in one lawsuit of two or more causes of action or grounds for relief. At common law, the acceptance by opposing party that a particular issue is in dispute. All of this talks about this term. For two or more persons to join together as co-plaintiffs or co-defendants in a lawsuit, they generally must share similar rights or liabilities. At common law, a person could not be added as a plaintiff unless that person jointly with the other plaintiffs was entitled to the whole recovery. A person could not be added as a defendant unless the person jointly with the other defendants was liable for the entire demand. To be more efficient, reduce costs, and reduce litigation, the modern practice of law does not proceed on the same principles. Now, what is the term that we're talking about? We're talking about joinder. In joinder, the joining together of several lawsuits or several parties all in one suit, provided that the legal issues and the factual situations are the same for all plaintiffs and defendants. Joinder requires that one of the parties to one of the lawsuits make a motion to join the suit and the parties in a single case. Notice must be made to all parties. There must be a hearing before a judge to show why joinder will not cause prejudice to any of the parties to the existing lawsuits. An order of the judgment permitting joinder. Joinder may be mandatory if a person necessary to a fair result was not included in the original lawsuit, or it may be permissive if joining the cases together is only a matter of convenience or economy. Joinder in pleading. The stage at which the parties join issue. So let's just keep it very simple. The stage at which you join issues with the dead man is when they say, all right. You're welcome. stop going in their building. All right, let me get back on track. I wanted to talk about joinder for a little bit because in the rule, that's what I was going to read, they talked about separation, and a lot of y'all don't see it. But if you read it for yourself, it's literally telling you in the second sentence that there are people who have the appropriate standing to stand on their own two feet. They don't need any attachment. And what are those two positions that I like to speak on? Well, it's in between A and G. They give you a whole bunch of them, but only two of them is private. Right? One of them even tells you a trustee even express trust. A what trust? A trustee even express trust. A what trust? A lot of y'all don't even know what the damn express trust is. I be scratching my head every time I try to take up these topics. I just feel like people, boy. All right, capacity to sue or be sued. Capacity to sue or be sued. For an individual who's acting in a representative capacity for a corporation by the law under which it was organized. For all other parties by the law of the state where the court is located. All right? And then you go into a whole bunch of different stuff. Now, this whole article is telling you that you get remedy in one jurisdiction and one jurisdiction only. What is anything that's at law? That's all statutes. The one place you can get remedy because equity acts upon the person. It says here, instances of the exclusive jurisdiction of equity are found among the earliest bills in chancery. For example, bills for the recovery of property. See, people got their property taken from them, and you can do a bill for the recovery of property got from the plaintiff by the fraud of the defendant. Bills for the return of the consideration for a promise which the defendant refuses to perform. Bills for reimbursement of expenses incurred by plaintiffs in reliance upon the defendant's promise afterwards broken. Breach of contract, breach of contract, breach of contract. Bills by the bailor for the recovery of a chattel from a defendant in possession of it after the death of the bailee. Terms people got to be familiar. In most of these cases, it will be seen the plaintiff is seeking, what's the term? Restitution. I like when I'm always right. From the defendant who is trying to enrich himself unconscionably at the expense of the plaintiff. Now, what are you going to learn from reading these old-ass articles? Well, they give you all the language that you need to strike fear into some of these people, right? Because they just told you this is gross enrichment, right? He's trying to enrich himself. That's a nice little word right there. All right. Certain, and that doesn't mean just by lining their pockets with money. Pay attention. Certainly, in these instances of early English equity, chancery was given effect to an enlightened sense of justice. Enlightened. And in so doing, was supplying the defects of the more archaic system of the common law. Common law. Nor although the decrees in these cases are not recorded, can there be any doubt that the equitable relief was given in early times as in later times by commanding the obedience of the defendant? Now, you know what this makes it seem like? That in chancery, you always got to be the plaintiff. In chancery, you don't want to be the defendant. And boy, do you got legs to stand on if you know how to stand. All right, let's see. I kind of want to. All right, I'm going to butcher this a little bit just because it's old English. I don't want to read it, but I just want to prove some stuff to y'all. It is possible that what is true of the early equity cases just considered is not also true of the equitable jurisdiction of uses or trust. Let us examine the arguments to the contrary brought forward in the essay upon early English equity. Those arguments may be summarized as follows. the Fifi, I told y'all I'm going to butcher this shit. I'm going to read it the way I got it. Maybe I'm a little bit off, and I'll correct that in the end. All right. So the settler of the trust correspond point by point to the trustee. And then, and this is the thing, I'm translating it, right, because they're using old English terms. So the trustee in old English term, which is from German law, was Salman, right? So S-A-L-M-E-N, right? So you're talking about the trustee and the settler, right? So of the early German law, that's what it says here. So the natural inference that the English settler to trust is the German fiduciary transplanted. I get it. So they're giving us the English term versus the German term. My apologies. But it's the German fiduciary transplanted is confirmed by the fact that the continental executor was the Salman, right, was the trustee, modified by the influence of the Roman law, and that there is no doubt of the identity of the continental executor. Now, that's a fucking interesting term if there's ever one raised in any instance, and the English executor, right? Although the Seske Trust did not have the benefit of the common law possessory action, he could, notice they said he, they're referring to Seske or Seste Q, right? Is a he, just pay attention. If the settler take a covenant from the trustee and might, if not, the settler have the assistance of the ecclesiastic court. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to say. So that for a consider, I'm not going back to look over that shit. I get it, but I can't jump back and forth between these fucking terms. They're giving me a headache. So that for a considerable time, both, listen, the settler and other Seske trusts were well enough protected. Now, what are they talking about? They're saying the settler, and nobody tells y'all this, so let me just drop the bomb. I wish I could drop a bomb like Funk Master Flex or some shit, right? But this is what I'm trying to say. A Seske Q, whether it says trust or otherwise, is simply referring to the beneficiary of that trust. So Seske Q is synonymous with beneficiary. Go look it up. All right. So, but the ecclesiastic court was not able to deal with trust in the fullness of their later development, and the chancellors carried out as secular judges the principles which their predecessors had striven to enforce in the spiritual courts. All right, so basically they couldn't manage trust in the churches. And that goes back far back, because it was one of the ways that they were trying to separate and keep land out of the hands of the church. So, you know, back in those days, if you were servant of the church, I don't know what you call them, but if you were in that capacity to say you're a father, with air quotes, right? If you are in that capacity, you were stripped of obviously not having a wife, and then you couldn't maintain any lands and offsprings and so on and so forth. So that was a way that they tried to keep the church from acquiring land. Look at the Vatican today. All right. It may be conceded that the trustee of the trust down to the beginning of the 15th century was the German Salman under another name. That's all I was trying to tell y'all. All they're talking about is the same fucking term. It is common learning that bequests of personality were enforced for centuries by suits against executors in the ecclesiastical church, or courts, excuse me. It is possible, although no instance has been found, that devises of land, so that's when you create the instrument, right, so your declaration of trust or what have you to, you know, separate land or whatever, in addition to quick claims and things of that nature, right? Divisible by custom in the cities and boroughs at the time proceeded against the executor in the spiritual court. So everything was taken against the executor, highest office people. If this practice ever obtained is disappeared with the reign of Edward I, the devises recovering the land devised by a real action in the common law court of the city or borough, that the ecclesiastic court ever gave relief against the trustee to the trust is the last degree improbable. So they don't never do that. The suggestion to the contrary is wholly without support in the authorities. I hate how this thing is starting to read. Nor has any case been found in which the settler obtained relief against the trustee, which makes sense, to the trust on the latter's covenant to perform the use. All right, so let me break that down because a lot of people don't know what that means. So basically what they're saying really quickly is that the settler, after they create their trust, has no say-so in the damn trust. And as a right, unless you make it a revocable trust, I guess, is, and I don't deal with that, so I guess I'm not speaking to a revocable trust. But when you have an irrevocable trust and the trustee creates a trust, it's hands off. You gave it over to the trustee, it's their baby. Now, what people don't teach y'all is the fact that there are the three roles. You have the person who created or people, multiple people that create it. You have the people that run it, and then you have the people that benefit from it. Now, obviously, a lot of talks about, you know, how many of those three positions you can hold. You can hold all three. They call it a sham trust. You can hold two out of the three, and they can consider it administering a trust, right? So if you are going to choose two positions, you can hold two. The settler has no control over the trust once it's created if it's a revocable trust. So who is the trustee responsible to? Who do they answer to? Well, provided that language is incorporated, they answer to, by default, and I'm saying this by default, they answer to the beneficiary. So what am I saying? The beneficiaries are the only ones that can affect change as it relates to those that legally own title, meaning the trustee, right? So go back and look. They already told you trustee of an express trust can sue in their own capacity. They don't need to join nobody. They don't need no joiner. They don't need to do nothing. All right? So what they say, such a covenant, it is true, is mentioned in one or two chapters, but such instances are so rare that the remedy for covenant may fairly be said to have counted for nothing in the development of the doctrine of trust. If indeed trust was subject to a condition that the land should revest in the settler, which it doesn't, if the trustee failed to perform the trust, the settler or his heir upon the breach of this condition, because everything is contract, subsequent might enter or bring an action at common law for the recovery of the land. So he can be sued. But only the settler or his heirs could take advantage of the breach of the condition. And the enforcement of the condition was not the enforcement of the trust, but of a forfeiture for its non-performance. So pay attention. They're telling you everything you need to know. Moreover, I think that was plain English. So moreover, such condition seems not to have been common in trust or in the use of trust, the settlers trusting rather to the fidelity of the fidelity of the trustee. We find in the books many references to trust of land from the latter part of the 12th to the beginning of the 15th century, but no information of any right of the intended beneficiary. Notice they're not saying it's SKQ anymore, but this is the first time they use the fucking term beneficiary, to proceed in court against the trustee. Huh. The trustee, the beneficiary, has a right to go against, they're saying they haven't found any, but this is what it is in modern times, right? The beneficiary can sue the shit out of the trustee. All right, but the evidence against such a right is not merely negative. In 1402, a petition, okay, so they're in their own country. Let me see if I can skip past some of this. Let's see. Referred to, but from the first decree for a SESKQ trust whenever it was given, was the birth of the equitable trust in land, right? Before that first decree, there was and could be no doctrine of trust. And they're saying this is between 1413 and 1422, all right? One might as well talk of the doctrine of gratuitous parole promises in our law of today, which is not today. The trustee to trust, so long as his obligations was merely honorary, may properly enough be identified with the German settlement, right? But the transformation of the honorary obligation of the trustee into a legal obligation was purely English development. So that's where it stands. You can't take on that responsibility if you're not going to perform. So if you accept to be a part of a trust, you accept to fulfill your obligation by demonstrating loyalty to the principles that you accepted to acknowledge. There is no reason to doubt that this development was brought about by the same consideration which moved the chancellor to give relief in the other instances of early equity jurisdiction. So the spectacle of trustees retaining for themselves, this is what they used to do, lands which they had received upon the faith of their dealing with it for the benefit of others was too repugnant to the sense of justice of the community to be endured. All right, I'm going to pause here because I won't be able to read much more of this. They're counting me down to like 60 seconds. I think this is a good place to kind of rest. I try to run through a lot of it, though, but I think this is a good place to rest because they're breaking up this information to let you know where it came from, how it's been established, and how it's maximized. But a lot of the things that this article speaks to that they haven't seen is now in place. So I just want to make sure that I continue to bring that home. But the main issue with trust back in the day is whoever was given the opportunity to serve as trustees were pillaging the trust, right? So they were pirating it. So catch y'all next week. Peace.